This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. India and the Netherlands agreed to elevate their bilateral relationship to the level of a strategic partnership following wide-ranging discussions between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Dutch Prime Minister Rob Jetten in The Hague. During the talks, the two leaders reviewed cooperation across sectors including trade, defence, technology, water management, clean energy, healthcare and education. Several agreements were also signed to deepen collaboration in priority areas. Announcing the elevation of ties to a strategic partnership, PM Modi said that India and Netherlands ties had witnessed significant progress over the last decade and described the Netherlands as one of India's key European partners. Prime Minister Modi will reach Gothenburg today on a two-day visit to Sweden, marking a historic milestone in the deepening alliance between New Delhi and Stockholm. Mr. Modi will hold bilateral talks with his Swedish counterpart Ulf Kristersson to review the entire gamut of bilateral relations and explore new avenues of cooperation to enhance bilateral trade as well as collaboration in green transition, AI, emerging technologies, startups, resilient supply chains, defence, space, climate action and people-to-people ties. The two prime ministers will also address the European Roundtable for Industry, a leading pan-European business leaders forum, along with the president of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. Within days of levying high customs duties on precious metals, government has imposed import curbs on silver. The Directorate General of Foreign Trade in a notification said the import policy for silver, including silver plated with gold and platinum, are revised from free to restricted with immediate effect. The government on Wednesday had hiked import duty on precious metals from 6% to 15%. The goods under restricted category needs government license for imports. Delhi government has taken a significant decision to reduce the value-added tax on aviation turbine fuel in the national capital from 25% to 7%. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that the decision has been taken in line with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's emphasis on strengthening connectivity and economic activity with the objective of providing relief to the aviation sector, promoting tourism and logistics activities. The Chief Minister informed that the concessional rate will initially remain in force for a period of 6 months. The United States and Nigerian forces carried out a joint military operation on Friday night that killed senior Islamic State commander Abu Bilal al-Manuki and other ISIS leaders in Nigeria's Lake Chad Basin. Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu confirmed the elimination of the wanted ISIS senior leader Abu Bilal al-Manuki, who was also known as Abu Minok, along with several of his lieutenants. U.S. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said that the elimination of top ISIS leaders in Nigeria will help protect Christians in the country. Congo has warned that the newly declared Ebola outbreak in its eastern province of Ituri involves the Bundibugyo strain, which has a high fatality rate and carries a significant risk of further spread. Addressing a press briefing in the capital city of Kinshasa, Congo's health minister Roger Kamba said that the Bundibugyo strain has no vaccine and no specific treatment. According to their health ministry, 246 suspected cases and 80 deaths have been reported so far during this outbreak, including 4 deaths among confirmed positive cases. Bulgaria has won Eurovision Song Contest 2026 as Bangaranga by Dara triumphed with highest number of votes at the Wiener Stadthalle in Vienna, Austria. This was Bulgaria's first ever victory as it returned to the Eurovision for Vienna 2026 after taking 4 years off from competing. Bulgaria won the contest with a points tally of 516. And that is the end of this news bulletin.